Angler Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks, the experts at Sports Chalet, On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, Bite On Fishing, and Phoenix Bait Company.
Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Radio Outdoor Expeditions. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we're ready to get going here. We got a big day ahead of us. So this is Sergio, your host, and I want to introduce the crew today. We're a little skinny in studio because we've got Captain Larry taking care of the inner city kids at the OC Parks, Mile Square Park, and we'll talk about that. But first and foremost, let me introduce Mr. Ron Hobbs from the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
And right next to him, I've got none other than Tony Williams from the Bite On Fishing team. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, everyone.
And our guest, our good friend to the show, and personally, I've got Viet Nguyen from Owner Hooks. Good morning, Viet.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Sergio.
Yeah, so we'd love to have you, and you're a great partner. And we've got to talk about what's going on later this morning and why Captain Larry isn't in studio. We have the OC Parks and Recreation Inner City Kids. We're estimating between 700 and the latest number I got is almost 1,000.
What?
Yeah, almost 1,000 inner city kids. So I want to give praise where praise is due. I want to thank all the people that and companies that donated. We've got hot dogs. We've got chips. We've got drinks. I mean, so bring the kids out. They'll get fed, and they'll get a chance to go and play with, I believe, what, like 1,400 pounds of trout that was planted.
Oh, man, they stocked it up this week, Sergio. They really took care of these kids. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And you don't need a license. It's the one day where you don't need a fishing license, California fishing license, to actually go out and enjoy the day with your kids to go fishing.
Yeah, this is great. And the way we're doing it, so that you know, you bring your child out, and from 9 to 12, the only ones that can fish are the children. No, we don't want parents just to sit back and watch your kid, and we want them to experience what we're doing. And we have the friends from the SWBA. They're there probably right now setting up their booth. They're going to have a lot of their pros going around and walking, and I'm hoping that they bring out, you know, their tournament jerseys, or they look like NASCAR racers.
Yeah.
Great opportunity to have a photo opportunity with these guys. They're just fantastic people, always willing to give back, and that's why we associate ourselves with saltwater bass anglers. So looking forward to that. Once again, it's at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley, and it's a small lake. So when you talk about 1,400 pounds, that's a lot.
Can you imagine? There's like literally 1,400 fish, at least a pound. All these kids are going to have a blast today.
Yeah. So let's just go out there, support. If you want to volunteer, get to Mile Square Park, look up Captain Larry, and we'll put you to work. Okay, there's always something good that we can do for these kids. The one thing we'd like to push here is let's give back, you know. Every day it seems like we get more and more encroachment on our sport, and what we need to do is get the little ones going, you know. Go ahead, Ben.
Absolutely, especially, you know, in the times we're living in right now where, you know, mom and dad are both working and, you know, kids are keeping themselves entertained on the iPad or on the computer, and they don't get the opportunities to go out and enjoy the great outdoors like we all did when we were, you know, young. And so events like this, you know, if you have a chance, absolutely bring the youngsters out there and introduce them to this great sport that we all love so much. Because the look on a child's face when they catch their first fish is just absolutely priceless. So make sure you have your iPhone, your cameras, everything out there. You're going to make a lot of memories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we're actually going to have one of our what we call shooters. We're going to have somebody with cameras, and we'll probably put this on a later show for Fox Sports West. We definitely want to celebrate the little ones catching their fish. And once again, they want to thank Eric Bent, James, and Susan for, you know, volunteering to put the SWBA booth up. and be in charge of the weigh-in. So there'll be almost, I think we've got prizes for just about every little kid that signs up. So when you sign up this morning at 7 a.m., we're going to have something for almost everybody. So it's good. Plus some raffle stuff. It's just going to be great.
And a lot of guys, a lot of volunteers helping out. So if you don't know how to tie, you know, the simplest knot or you know, put the line in the water, we can help you. And that's really what we're there to do is, you know, help the kids. And if you have any kids to bring down, it's going to be a good time. Again, from, what, 9 to
9 to 12 for the kids. And then after 12 noon, and we figure out, you know, the awards and all that, then it'll be open for everybody to fish, and then the whole family can get involved.
Yeah.
Okay, and what we're going to have is we're going to look, you want to look for what we call our experts. You're going to have our volunteers dressed in a red owner hat and a white owner shirt, and they're going to be going around the lake with hooks, and we've got them with your bite-on scents. And feel free, if you're not catching a fish, flag one of these guys. We're here for you. This is for you and your children, okay? It's not for us, okay?
Yeah.
We just want to put it out there.
And we've got everything from, I think some of the volunteers, they've donated night crawlers and plastic worms and mouse tails and pretty much dough baits. I mean, we're going to have a blast out there. I know there's a bunch of goodie bags for the kids. It's going to be a really neat event.
Yeah, so if you get a chance, get down there, and we'll see you there. We're going to make a little detour, Ron, okay? And we're going to make a little detour, go try to pick up some donuts for our boys that are volunteers, okay, and bring some coffee over there. But looking forward to a great, great event. Okay, already we have a – oh, well, okay. Well, let's talk to Ski Dave. How are you, Dave? Good morning.
Good morning, Sergio. We're on our way down right now, and I'm stopping at Krispy Kreme. Coming down off the mountain, it's a really good drive down. Looking forward to the event today. And thanks to all of you guys for putting this thing on. I'm really excited about this.
Well, I thank you because I know you volunteered, and you're one of the pros. And you are a pro, okay?
Well, we talked about that yesterday, Sergio.
Now,
I have fun, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, well, listen, I really want to thank you and everybody again. I can't thank you enough for giving back. I mean, you guys get it, and that's why I love working with you guys.
Well, I tell you what, Sergio, thanks to you and Rob and all the guys, and I just want to say, again, Ronnie would be so proud of you guys just like I am. So let's keep it going. Let's have fun, and I'll see you when I get down there.
Perfect. Thanks, Dave. Okay. We'll see you probably right around 7:30, quarter to 8. I got to make it.
I'll be there working hard, Sergio. You know that.
Oh, I no doubt. Okay, thanks, Dave. We'll see you there.
Okay. Take care.
Oh, let's see that.
Man, how cool!
I mean, they're getting. I mean, look, he's up at 5 o'clock in the morning, heading down there,
yep,
just to help whatever he can. And this is a stand-up guy, and so
nice.
Very honored to call him my friend. Okay, so that's that, and we'll talk a little bit more. I think when Captain Larry calls us in, he's on site, he's setting everything up. But let's put in a little bit of news. I mean, the hot news this week has been the yellowtail off the Coronados, okay? And I've been talking to a few of the captains and a few of my friends who actually went out there. And Viet, this comes up to you. The majority of these fish have been caught either on a yo-yo jig, okay, or on a surface iron. And they're landing about probably less than 50% of these fish. They're coming off. And I think it's time that we share a little bit of secret. Okay, for any jig that you have, you know, you've seen what I do. I go in there, I get your split ring, and I put an owner treble hook. When that treble hook goes on, it just does not let go. So why don't you share with us the treble hook, the new one I'm using.
Yeah, absolutely, Sergio. You know, on any of those irons, you know, type jigs and everything, our ST66 treble, you know, it's our 4X 10 finish. It's not the absolute strongest one we make, but it is perfect for that application. And it's not going to bend on you. You know, that 4X, you know, and chemically sharpened should work real well for that. And something else, you know, that a lot of anglers are starting to do too is we make what's called a sidewash hook, which is an open eye replacement that many anglers are starting to put on those jigs also. And as you know, when the bite is hot, you know, that sidewash, you know, with only one barb versus three, it's gonna be a lot easier to catch and release and get that next cast out there and hook up again.
Yeah, and I mean, my recommendation for all our listeners, if you're going to go out there, you're going to go drive all the way down to San Diego, you're going to invest and get on this boat, and you want a good shot at the Yellowtail, more than likely you're going to get probably 3-4 hits. You want to land every single one. You want to make sure you increase your odds of landing these fish. So don't skimp on your line. Don't skimp on your gear. And one of the biggest things that I keep hearing from some of these friends of mine and captains that were on these boats is the fact that these fish were not properly hooked. I mean, you're not really driving that point in the fish's mouth. A yellowtail does not have a soft mouth. You have to be able to drive it in. And owner hooks are so sharp. I mean, they just, as soon as you apply the pressure, when that fish is going the opposite way that you're going, that hook is just driving deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm going to throw in a little secret. The reason I like to replace the hooks, too, is it forces me to use a split ring, okay? And what that does in my conversations with Mark Agashi from Performance Tackle, he showed me, if you were to take a hook, and the treble hook as it is on a jig, and you turn it, you're only going to get a certain turn ratio either way. Okay, so imagine this. If you've got a fish hooked, that fish will try to roll, and if he rolls really hard against that, that's where the ripping actually begins. But when you throw in a split ring, it increases that turn ratio.
Nice.
So the fish can turn without applying the pressure.
Wow.
Okay, and not getting loose.
That's how you catch up all the hook up on all those good fish.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, I always say, look, your success rate is based on a number of things, and you just keep adding and adding and adding, and so your possibilities of winning here keep increasing.
Right.
You know, you have people, I mean, I always tell, I mean, you go out there and you go, you got fresh line, or the line's busting. Oh, you know, it was brand new. I put it on last year. Well, line has a shelf life. And, you know, when it's out in the sun, it affects it. When, you know, salt water affects it. So it's like line is inexpensive. So get fresh line. The hooks, why would you go up there? And, I mean, you have a shot at a prize trophy fish. You don't want to use a rubber hook, okay? The sharpest hook in the business is owner. So definitely want to get that. Okay, we got to take our first break. Want to remind everybody on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Go get a cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target, certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield 6-Hour, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week. Serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 Freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target. For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com. Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, the fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there. You've got food. You've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Welcome back, Southern California, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions. We're on Rangels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and if you can tell by my voice, I'm actually awake today. I'm excited for these kids. And
absolutely.
You know, I'm just looking forward to make sure that drank coffee. I think I actually injected it in my IV this morning. Make sure it gets pumped in there. Okay, got to wake up. Hey, Ron, so start telling me about some of these schools we got coming up.
Okay, first of all, I want to start out that we've had quite a few reservations that people have called in. Just hang tight. I will get back to everybody today or tomorrow to confirm your reservations. We do have your names down. We do have some trips coming up here. We're getting, you know, our first trip departs May 7th at 9 p.m. on the Thunderbird out of Davies Locker. Yeah, that trip is filling up very fast. As promised, we had our schedule ready to go at the Fred Hall Show. So if you don't have it, you can also find that on anglerchronicles.com at our new website, and or you can see it on our our Facebook page.
Exactly. So let's urge everybody. We're also running some giveaways. We started this at the Fred Hall Show. We are going to give away one, maybe two, stand-up fishing paddle boards, okay? This is going to be good. We're also want to put together a like a goodie bag, and like we do for the kids today, where all our sponsors will put together something, and every month we will give away something that probably total like around $200 to $300 worth of prizes, okay, to a lucky viewer, listener, surfer on the web, okay, that will be chosen from Facebook and or our website. So make sure that you go into our website, you go to anglerchronicles.com and go to the contact us, sign up there and let us know in the comments, okay, we want to register for, you know, just tell us about the contest and any other question you have, we're there to answer.
You know, if that's a little intimidated for some people out there, you can also just, we're on Twitter now. Follow us on Twitter. You can also send us a line through Facebook as well.
Correct. So just get involved. Go to our Facebook page, like it, and from there you'll see everything that we're doing. You know, we've had the Radio Outdoor Expeditions page, and now we have the Angler Chronicles page, which puts everything, I think, together. You know, it's a bunch of franchises that we have now. We have television, we have radio, we have Facebook, we have
the website,
all of social media. We're trying to come at you with all the information, and we encourage you to share with us. Okay, we can't have eyes and ears everywhere. So if your information is legit, okay, we'll put it out there, and we'll give you the credit for finding out. Okay. Yeah. I got a call. We got Josh from Davy's Locker. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just a call about our specials from Davy's Locker for our half-day three-quart and our overnight fishing.
Okay. What you got going on?
For our half-day, we got a $25 special every day, $45 for a three-quarter day, and then $89 for the Thunderbird for an overnight. And then all you got to do is mention Angler's Chronicles to get that great special.
Okay, so let's do that again. I actually have to write this stuff down. We got $25 Twilights, correct? And half days, right?
Correct.
And then the three-quarter day is how much?
$45.
I'll be right back. I got to go.
I mean, sign me up. You're transporting me back to the 90s.
Jeez.
You know, and the overnight is $89?
That is correct.
On the Thunderbird. Okay, folks, so that's that. Listen up here and listen up hard. If you want to get these specials, all you got to do is say Angler Chronicles?
Yep, that's where you heard it from, and get that great special.
Wow. Because what's the normal price on a three-quarter day?
Normal price about $71, so you're about half off or so.
So about 50% off, and you're about 110, 120 bucks on the overnight?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
$130.
Okay, it's unbelievable. If you don't take care of it, I mean, just take advantage of this, okay? Get out there, go to Davy's Locker, and how do they get a hold of you, Josh?
You can give us a call at 949-566-8788, or you can make a reservation online at www.daviesLocker.com.
Awesome. I heard, we texted back and forth with Captain Damon Davis. He's going to be on the freelance today, and he says he's going to give us a call and give us a bit of a update on the fishing, okay? So I also know that you guys are doing some whale watching, correct? How are you looking on those wells? There was a big event this week.
Oh, it was really good this weekend. We were seeing the false killer whales in large groups, about 45 per trip this whole past week. And lots of gray whales and dolphin also.
Josh, thank you so much. So one more time, give the phone number and the website.
The phone number is going to be 949-566-8788. And our website's davieslocker.com.
Josh, thank you so much. I know you got to put some boats out, so thanks for calling in. And we need to go.
We do.
Okay. And we got to get on these boats. Thanks so much, Josh.
Hey, no problem. You have a good one.
Have a great day.
Man, those are killer deals.
Wow. Okay. Right? I mean, that takes me back to the 90s.
Me off the fence, and I'm ready to go.
You know, I remember... probably early 90s, it was $20 for a Twilight. This is about 25. And I would go in like Turner's and stuff. They always had those coupons for half off. But, I mean, all you got to do is you don't even have to get a coupon.
Yeah, yeah. Angler and the bite Chronicles, is hot right now, too.
Angler Chronicles.
I'm digging it. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. So grab your owner hooks. Grab your new line and get out there.
Okay. I don't know any other station that hooks up their listeners as much and appreciates everybody for calling in and listening just by those special keywords like Angler Chronicles.
I like it.
It's so nice.
I'm getting goosey bumps.
everybody out there, wake up and call us at 877-8-830-830.
Okay. And, you know, and like Ronnie always did, and we'll keep that tradition alive. You give us a call. And like Ronnie said, we'll pay for your call. It's free, and we'll give you some prizes. I'm sure today we'll do owner hooks. Maybe we can throw a T-shirt, a hat in there in the package as well. And
absolutely,
you know, we'll get everybody hooked up. But that's just fantastic stuff. I do want to, you know, since we just talked to Davy's Locker, I want to thank them because they have put up quite a few trips for the kids' event today. So we'll be able to give away some fishing trips. We have the three-quarter day trips, and we also have some whale watching, okay, so that the whole family can come out. And it's good. It's really, really good. So, Tony, let's switch gears here. Tell me about our local lakes. What's going on?
All right. Well, this week has been some really good fishing. The bigger trout are starting to bite. The water is holding really steady between 59 and 63. You know, these fish are very active, which is nice because it's actually bringing out a lot of other species like catfish and bass. So, you know, the hot bite right now is a floating drift if you're in the middle of the water, trolling at maybe 1 mile an hour, super, super slow. Nice owner Mirashad Pink is always one of my favorite top go-to. And then, of course, you've got shore fishing, which is just off the hook right now. You've got, you know, of course, you're using as light line as possible. These, if you're going for trout, night crawlers are always going to be your best bet, especially with the kids. Dip your night crawlers and anything you're using in a little bite on, and get that scent trail going. It really helps work a lot of the bigger areas. And you know, I've heard some of the bass are being caught right now at just off the hook. And then you've got a couple of those mixed species, those wipers that are coming out going after those mackerel. So it's really good. You know, the one of my favorite lakes, Irvine Lake. You can go to the tackle store. They've got a pro staff, an excellent pro staff there that will help you, you know, get on some new fish. They'll tell you where to go in the lake. And, you know, one of the neat things that I like about it is you don't have to pay right now for a float tube or boat launch.
So oh, nice.
The float tube or kayak launch is free. So you can go out there, enjoy the day. I do a lot of float tubing. You know, you'd be surprised how many people are actually out there waiting in line right now for the big event at Irvine Lake.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, let's give a shout out to the people over at Irvine Lake, because, you know, everybody knows I'm a salty guy.
Yep.
You know, and I don't profess to be a freshwater specialist, but, you know, in my hooking up with you guys, maybe 3 years, 4 years now?
Yeah.
I've had advanced schooling, okay? So let's give props to Cooley over there and to Jimmy Getty, okay?
Yeah, Marlon Mead and all his
Marlon
pro staff.
Marlon Mead and Dave, I mean, these guys are just taking me in and said, you know, let's go, let's help you out.
And they love to help people get on fish, too. Don Spencer's amazing.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to go out with him soon?
Yeah, we're hoping to go out. He's going to put
me
on his bass boat, and we're going to film that as well and show you all the stuff. And you know what? I want to say this because we've done this together.
Yeah.
You know, the mirror shot is great in the pink, but, you know, if you know me, big bait. I'll actually go up to the Savoy Shad. That's the one in the pink.
Nice.
You know, that's the, and you've seen me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I mean, I'll throw in this crazy story. One of the last times we were out there together, I go out, and I'm a salty guy, so I always bring my bass rod. Now, I want everybody to understand, when I say bass rod, I'm talking my Cedrus-style calico bass rod, okay? And I had 30-pound braid, okay, and it's sitting there. And I said, no, I'm going to take the Savoy Shad and put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we decided to go trolling
a little bit. Trolling.
And the idea was, it was a great way of getting in this pontoon, troll, have lunch at the same time. And I have my rod there and 30-pound braid. Okay.
That's
and
incredible.
All of a sudden, Ron goes, look at your rod. And it just bent. And it just bent and it came right back up. And we have this, it was probably about 6 pounds.
Yeah.
It's about a 6-pound rainbow, and he's surfing. So I think it goes back to the thing, bigger bait, bigger fish. Hey, we got to take another break, so I want to ask Matt from Newport, Dave from Riverside, hang on tight, we'll come back. We're going to go reload on the coffee and we're back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Radio.
AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The jig rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the jig rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and owners Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the jig rig. Jig rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store? Or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. anglerbros.com makes a perfect gift too.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Welcome back, Southern California, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I need to go and talk to my friend Corey Leeser, who is now a captain. Corey, I haven't talked to you in probably 10 or 15 years.
It might even be longer than that. It might be about 18.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe 18. It's been 18 or 19 years since I worked at a Davy Locker.
Wow, and I'll tell you what, there's a change coming because I can't wait to get on the boat with you and go out fishing. And, you know, every time I think of you, I think of that night. Was it you with the line in your eye?
No, actually that was Tim, but I was there that night when the line broke off the swivel and got him in the eye.
Yep, and I remember I actually took him with me, and we sat at Hogue until, like, what, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that was a long one there.
Yeah,
that
thank God everything went well. So,
yeah, he's doing good.
All right, so, Corey, catch me up. What are you doing? What's going on with you there?
We're down here at Dana Wharf. We've been running this halibut derby, and it's gotten some momentum here the last few weeks. We actually got some area now where you can actually get some drifts going. Before, most of my drift area was covered by kelp, but after that storm, a bunch of the kelp got ripped up, and I'm able to drift some of the hard bottom. Yesterday, we ended up catching 2 keepers. We lost a few halibut, and we caught, like, I think it was around 8 short halibut.
Okay, so they're beginning to bite now.
Yeah, they're starting to bite, and, God, I don't even know how many bass. We caught probably at least 15 keeper bass, and with the new size on it, that's not too bad.
Right.
And tons of shorts, lots of action, steady action yesterday.
Hey, why don't you refresh everybody, all our listeners, about the new regulations on bass?
Well, was that 2 years ago, they bumped it on up. It went from 12 inches to 14 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And also they lowered our bag limit from 10 to 5, and that goes for all bass. Calico and sand and spots.
Right.
So, not that we ever get too many of those guys, but
well, yeah, spotty's in the bay. But you know what? You know what's important, I think, to point out is like a lot of fishermen these days are what we call they're fishing the web too. So they're going, oh, who's got what counts, and they don't see these large numbers anymore. And the reason they don't see the large numbers is the limits have been reduced. That doesn't mean the fish aren't there and they're not biting. Correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's been steady all winter long, Sergio. I had 65-degree water yesterday and in an area down there off of San Onofre, and most of my guys are fishing, everybody's fishing the bottom for halibut. I had a few guys throwing the plastic, too. But the fish that were coming up off the bottom last two, 3 years have been like a popsicle. I mean, they're ice cold. Mm-hmm. The bass that we caught yesterday are nice, lukewarm, moving, very active. We're catching them. And it's been steady action almost all winter long. We only had one day where the water dropped below 60 degrees here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we were out Thursday evening, and even in the evening hours, we had 63. So you know, I mean, I don't know what it does to our local ecosystem as a whole, you know, also on land, but it's been declared an El Nino year. I just haven't heard if it's going to be a, you know, a big, huge one or a mild one. But yeah. Get ready. You know, I mean, those yellows are down in off of Coronado, so that's usually a good sign. You should be in Dorado later on in the season.
Hopefully. I'm hoping for sand bass and barracuda, you know, like the old days.
Yeah.
I have deckhands now that haven't even seen, you know, more than 50 barracuda on the boat or more than 100 sand bass on the boat. It's frustrating, but hopefully this year is that year where everything turns back around and gets back to normal. And even, like you said, if we get an El Nino year, things could blow up real quick.
Well, I mean, you didn't get the sand bass or the barracuda, but you guys had some tuna in there, didn't you? And you had some Dorado action last year.
Yeah, the Dorado did come within range. We had a day on here actually last year where we had over 90 yellows on a three-quarter day trip.
There you go.
And a handful of Dorado. And as quick as they showed up, they left us. They came up here, they pushed up, and then about 3-4 days later, they pushed back down where we were able, you know, we caught a few more, but not in those numbers.
Well, but you know what? So I don't feel sad for you when you get a count like that on yellows and you didn't catch any sand bass. Hey,
nope. Cool.
So, okay, so let's let everybody know that this year we have partnered up with Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We're going to do a lot of work as far as owner hook schools. We have six planned this year out of Dana Wharf. We're also going to, I talked to Donna this week, and we volunteered our crew. I know on Sundays you like to take kids fishing. You have
an afternoon. Kids get to fish for free as long as there's a paid adult. Mm-hmm. And right before the trip, we do a free seminar for the kids. We dial them in on how to tie a knot, how to bait their hooks, show them a quick couple do's and don'ts, and kind of familiarize them with the program. And that's a free seminar before the trip in the afternoon on Sundays.
Yeah, and so what we've done to help you guys out a little bit, the owner hooks, fishing school instructors are now available, and we're going to do a lot of specials where we'll come out and you know, not just give them the seminar, but give them a little treat. Maybe we can put together some of these goodie bags for the kids, Tony, that you put for the
that's
event.
That's the highlight. The highlight at the end of the seminar is the raffle for the prizes. So that's definitely the highlight of the seminar.
How many kids do you get on a boat?
It all depends. This weekend, it's probably going to be pretty crowded. It's about, I don't know, we get a lot of adults that mix in with them, but, you know, 20 to 40 kids, it's not too bad. And there's always adults with them, too. So if you're by yourself and you want to go fishing, you don't have any kids, you're more than welcome to come out. But, yeah, it's a good thing for the kids.
Well, I'll tell you what, if those are the numbers, 20 to 40 kids per trip, the trips that the owner hooks instructors will be attending, we will make sure that every single child walks away with something. The raffles can be for the adults, but the kids have a very, very special place in my heart, and whatever we can do, we want to do, okay?
Awesome.
And especially, I mean, Corey, you know, we're talking about 18 years ago. You were a little punk.
Yeah, I was a grommet. I was, that was me.
Yeah, and you know, you had that passion from a very young child, and that's what we want. We want to start these kids right. You know, I have that pharmaceutical background in me, and I still read some of these medical journals. And there's a study that came out that says that kids have more diseases now. Okay, because they're not playing outside in the dirt, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and think about growing up on a boat. I mean, you're subjected to all these different bacteria, but it made your immune system stronger.
It boosts you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, back then I saved all my money to buy a CalStar 690J instead of a new video game.
Right.
I mean, that's what I did, or a new 338 or something like that. That's what I saved my money for.
Right.
So I could go fishing, you know, and now all these kids do the video games, and And then they get on the boat, and they have an absolute blast. They don't realize what they've been missing out here.
Oh, yeah. Well, the good thing, and I'll put this out to all the parents, one of the most essential vitamins for a human being is vitamin D. And you only get vitamin D. The pill form doesn't really absorb well. You need to be in the sun, okay? Now, don't get sunburnt, but you want to be outside, okay? And I'll tell you what, all these asthma issues, you get out in the salt water, guess what nasal spray is? Salt water. So you'll breathe better, you'll get vitamins, and you'll have a good time, okay? And we'll perpetuate our sport. Right, Corey?
Sounds good to me. I'm all in.
All right, so you've had some really good fishing. I know the Fury's beginning to go on the whole full day and overnight trips, right?
I just talked to Rick. He just left the dock. I'm up in the wheelhouse. I waved goodbye to him. They're on their way across to the island. They've been rock fishing in the morning, and they've had pretty good rock fishing over there. And then they go on in. They got a few bonita last time when they went in close and had some good action on the calico bass. So they've already started their 5-to-5 season.
Perfect. And besides the Fury, you also have the Clemente, the Some Fun. What are the cherry boats?
We have the Clemente, which I run. We have the Some Fun. We have the Real Fun. We have the Dana Pride, which is still whale watching right now. And we also have the San Mateo that's up for charter, too.
Perfect. And I will tell you this. I actually was there, when was it, Thursday? And I got a chance to walk on the boardroom. That boat is unbelievable. Okay.
Yep.
I think
that's
that I'm going to let Viet know that that's, we need to have a meeting on that boat. Wait till you
a
see
great
it.
Place to have a meeting. Yeah. It's a beautiful boat.
It's called the boardroom. I love it. Hey, so Corey, I'm looking at the list here. We have a trip with you on May 22nd for Twilight. Okay. On the Clemente. Are you going to run that for me?
I'll be there.
Perfect. So there you go. The first Owner Hook Schools with Captain Corey Leeser is going to be on May 22nd, 5:30 p.m. at Twilight. I love Twilights, you know.
Oh, they're fun, especially, you know, a lot of the guys, they get off work, they're looking for something to do instead of going home and watching TV and doing nothing. Our Twilights are geared towards the people that have to work the next day. You get down here, the boat leaves at 5:30, and we're back in at 9:30.
Perfect.
It's a four-hour trip. We get out, catch some bass close to the harbor. We got great bass crowns real close to the harbor. And get your fix and come on in. You're home in time to get to bed at a decent hour, and you can work the next day.
Awesome. All right, Corey, listen, it's been great talking to you. Give me your phone number. How do the people get their reservations and the website?
Just call in to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, area code 949-496-5794. And then get a hold of us on the internet, www.danawharfsportfishing.com.
All right. Hey, Corey, I look forward to seeing you real soon, buddy.
Great. Good to talk to you, Sergio.
Thanks, Corey. Talk to you soon. All right, folks, there you go. May 22nd, you get a chance to go and be with us and meet dear friend Corey Leeser. Okay, another break. It's okay. Matt Newport and Dave Riverside, I didn't forget you. I'm coming right back after this break. We'll talk to you, and we'll talk about the website and the event today. Okay? Reminder, Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Hey, when the sun is out, that means it's time to get a new pair of Typhoon sunglasses at Sport Chalet. Now, Sport Chalet has Typhoon's new AquaView 2 sunglasses with optical enhancement. Toss out your old reading glasses and get a pair of Typhoon AquaView 2s. They're so much better than standard readers because you get hydrophobic lenses as well that are polarized polycarbonate plus magnification powers of either 1.5, 2.0, or 2.5. A standard reader doesn't even come close. Increase your range of vision with a Typhoon AquaView 2. What I love about Typhoon's AquaView 2 is that when I'm fishing, I can see into the water without getting blinded by glare, and the next moment I can read fine print on a lure package or even the newspaper. without having to change my glasses. Whenever I go fishing, I wear the Typhoon Aqua View 2. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Typhoon sunglasses are available now at a Sport Chalet, but they're going fast.
Kachuma Lake Recreation Area is renowned for its natural beauty, great fishing, and variety of things to do in every season. Set amidst oak woodland in the picturesque Santa Ynez Valley in Santa Barbara County, you'll find everything you need for a relaxing lakeside getaway in the great outdoors. Cabin, yurt, RV, and tent camping vacations are planned easily with online reservations. Enjoy fishing from a boat or on shore. The lake is stocked with hungry trout, and there are plenty of bass, crappie, and catfish for eager anglers. The Kachuma Lake Marina and Boat Rentals also has kayak rentals and a full tackle shop. Go wildlife watching on a Kachuma Nature Cruise, or take a guided nature walk and visit the Neil Taylor Nature Center. Enjoy picnics, bird watching, hiking, photography, biking, or just the scenery. A well-stocked general store has all you need, beverages to camping supplies. Mild temperatures, typically sunny skies, and celebrated fishing conditions make year-round camping here exceptional. Located off scenic Highway 154 in the Santa Ynez Valley, Kachuma Lake is midway between coastal Santa Barbara, area wineries, and the Danish community of Solvang. For full information, visit www.kachuma.com.
It's time for San Diego's number one show, the 38th annual Fred Ault Show. The ultimate outdoor experience March 27th to the 30th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest boat show, biggest fishing show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Discover fishing, boating, travel, camping, hunting, fly fishing, and total outdoor adventure. A full day of family fun. Kids free, kids fish free, military free. The Fred Ault Show, March 27th to the 30th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
It's a whale of a show.
Details at fredhall.com.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Welcome back, Southern California, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And as promised, let's go to the two callers. Let's try to get some of these out. Matt from Newport. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was just on your website for the first time. It looks pretty good. And I noticed that you're going to be doing show archives soon. That sounds really good.
Yeah, I'll let Ron explain.
Yeah, we don't have any show archives yet because as of April 1st, we'll start airing some of our own Angler Chronicles TV episodes, and we'll start posting those. We also will have a radio archives as well, so be looking for that. There's a little glitch in the system as far as posting them up, but they will be up there very shortly.
Yeah, so what we want to do is this. We want to put every single radio show will be up. It'll give you a date, it'll give you the topic or the guest that day, and it'll be archived, and you'll be able to listen whenever you want, okay? And let me ask Robert there. Hey, Robert, are those commercial-free when we tape them, or does it include commercials?
No, they're commercial-free. I cut them out.
Oh, there you go. They're commercial-free. So you'll be able to hear the whole show, and we're going to do the same thing with the TV show. We'll start archiving that, and you'll be able to view it at any given time. We're looking at also an app, okay, that you can use for the radio show, an app that you can go directly to our website. So we're trying to come in. So what do you got, Robert?
I apologize. The commercials are there.
Oh, okay. The commercials are there. But you know what? You got to give thanks. Thanks to those commercials, we're on the air. So that's a good thing, okay? So, Matt, I encourage you, if you're in the website, go to Contact Us. Fill in the information, and then in the comments section, let us know what you think, okay? Put this down, and any other recommendation, we are open. When Ron and I decided to do this website, we said, what we want to see? And I said, yeah, let's think about what we want, but we want to make sure we give you what you want. So if you let us know, that would be great. And then just by doing that, you're entered in to win a chance to win a paddleboard, okay?
Paddleboard.
And it's a fishing paddleboard. It's a little bit wider than normal, Okay, it's a stand-up. And also you get a chance to win one of the monthly prizes. How's that sound, Matt?
That sounds super.
Okay. Now stay on the line, and we'll go ahead and get all your information, and we'll send you out a nice little Owner Hooks goodie bag, okay?
Great. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, let's go to Dave from Riverside. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yes, the website is wonderful. I'm glad to see it up and running. I'm here at Miles Square Park. What street do we enter from?
You want to enter on the Euclid side. It's a main entrance. You have to enter through that one side exit, I mean entrance. It's if you try to enter through the back side, you'll go through David Baker Golf Course. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I already did that, but thank you.
Okay. Are you in? Are you there now at Miles Square Park?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the Euclid gate to open. There's a couple cars here.
Okay. Oh, so it hasn't opened yet. Okay. Yeah,
they won't open it up until 6 o'clock.
All right, you got 10 more minutes to go. I was going to say, you know, if you saw a crowd yet. So you obviously, we got some people in line. That's great. Hey, Dave, stay on the line, okay? And we'll get you out again. A little owner goodie bag here. And specify if you want. If you want saltwater or freshwater, we might as well make it tailored to you. Sound good, Dave?
Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, you know, Dave. Talk about Dave. And I'm going to put, I promised him a shout out. Because of the wonderfulness of the internet, a lot of people listen to our show through the internet because it is streamline. Is that what it's called?
Streaming
through the internet. And I know that my family in Argentina, they listen to the show. And it's funny because my cousins go, "We don't know what you're saying, but we know it's your voice." And because of the time change, it's a lot friendlier. Okay, but I have had a Facebook friend for about 3 years, and he's been a great guy. He sent me magazines, fishing magazines, from New Zealand. And when he realized, when we put up Angler Chronicles on Facebook, and he liked the page, and he's going, "Oh, Serge, I can actually listen to the internet." So today, and probably the only time I'll use a last name. Okay, so Dave Linder in New Zealand. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for listening. I know you were telling me that you got a bad storm coming in, like a typhoon or something over there, and you couldn't fish today in your kayak. But I got you, brother, and it's always a pleasure to keep in contact with you. So good thing about Facebook.
Yeah, that is so cool, man. I mean, your listeners are calling in, letting you know where they're calling from. We've got people from all over the states. How many countries now are listening?
Well, actually, as long as you have the internet and you have AM830.net, you can listen live. And for those of you who don't know about this, go to our Facebook page. Every Saturday we post it up, okay, and we'll actually give you the link. All you got to do is press on the picture and we'll take you there, okay? And you just go to the website, say listen now, and you can listen to us. I'll be honest with you. I think the only AM radio I have is in my car. You guys?
I have a TuneIn, the app.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And that's what we're going to be putting
together.
It
comes in crystal clear. And, Ron, you said we had listeners where?
We actually have listeners in Japan.
Yes. And let me – you know what? Can we queue up Captain Larry? And can we queue up Eric Bent too? Hey, Larry, Eric, are you guys there?
Hey, good morning, Sergio. This is Larry here.
You know, Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ron was just mentioning Japan. We have listeners. Not only are we going to have listeners, but I'm hoping, and that through Larry, he got it started, we may be getting a fish report directly live from Japan.
Sergio, and he's pretty excited about it, too. That would be Captain G or Greg Vela.
Uh-huh.
And he actually grew up right here in Southern California and a heck of a freshwater bass fisherman, even though he grew up on the boats, the sport boats here.
Mm-hmm.
He brought the whole art of the big bait bass fishing to Japan, and he does a lot of offshore fishing there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, what incredible stuff they have over there. I never knew.
So that's coming in the future, and in the very near future, we'll be featuring a little segment in the show with a fish report from Japan. I've seen some of his pictures, and he's got with those oil fish and what's the other one? Oh, I can't think of the name right now. The louver.
Well, it's Sergio, they also get albacore commonly in the 80-pound, 90-pound mark.
There you go. There you go. And then they have their yellowtail version, okay, because actually the world record is actually held out of Japan. 106, 109, right?
And they do have our type of yellowtail there as mm-hmm. well, the California yellowtail. And they get bigger ones there than we do here. And then they have the ones that we commonly call hamachi at the sushi bars. And it's a little bit different. It looks very similar, but it is a different fish.
Okay, well, I've got you and Eric from the SWBA. You guys are in line, or are you already inside?
I'm in line.
Eric, I don't know where you're at, Eric, but I'm just pulling in the gate there on Euclid.
Yeah, I'm just coming up Euclid just ready to turn in here in about T-minus 5 seconds.
Very, very cool. I know you guys have 5 minutes to go. I just want to extend my gratitude specifically to Eric for coming in, setting up the tent, taking care of the kids. I know you've got a soft spot for kids, Eric.
Oh, it's near and dear to us, and we've been working with Olive Crest and that charity there and with that fundraising event. So, kids are the future, and all the guys I called to, come on out. Like Danny, for instance, he had a guide trip today, but, he's all about the kids, and who didn't grow up fishing as a kid, And,
yeah.
To them, and hope they can follow in some of the footsteps.
Okay, well, give me some heads up. What do you got going with the SWBA? When's the next tournament?
Woo! Yeah, it's a calm before the storm, man. We got that Mission Bay event on the 5th and of April 5th down in Mission Bay. That's going to be a spotted bay bass only tournament. The Wednesday prior, which would be the 2nd, will be at Save on Tackle for the captain's meeting. We'll have a taco cart from Taco Surf down there, so 7 p.m. at Save on Tackle. And, we'll also be at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Festival this year. That's on the same weekend that Friday and Saturday. Saturday and Sunday. We'll be down there Friday setting up. So we'll have a booth there, and there's going to be some seminars similar to the Fred Hall Show. And encourage people to come down to that. We'll have a booth, and we'll be streaming the weigh-in live. So we're big stuff coming up, and we'll have our hands full.
Yeah, I look forward to just doing the show, and we'll get your live feed directly from there. You give us a call, and then jump in the car and head down there and just enjoy the day with you guys. Okay, hey, I mean,
I heard you talk to Brant there, and you guys are going to come on down possibly and do some interviews at the Olive Crest event this year?
Absolutely. We are going, the power that we bear, at least with Angler Chronicle, in Angler Chronicles, you've got our support. We are definitely coming in and going to support any way that we can. I mean, Olive Crest, anything with the children, anything with charity. Please, even our listeners, if you've got something that's good and that's legit, let us know. Okay, we've got people here that want to give back. Captain Larry is in line right now getting everything set up for the kids today. I know we've got the support of Owner Hooks with Viet, and we know Tony and Bidon and all our sponsors. We want to give back. So whatever we can do, Eric, please let us know.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys for the great support. And it's going to be a fun event. Our goal this year is to raise $150,000. Over the last 3 years, we've raised just over $250,000 for the kids of Olive Crest through a fishing tournament. So how cool is that?
That's way cool.
Yeah, we're stoked. So it's all going to a great cause. And they're a nonprofit organization that is based locally. It's a good cause. So. Hey, thanks for having us. I'm going to get to work here.
All right, get to work, and we'll see you in a little while, maybe an hour and a half, okay?
Good, brother. Thanks again.
Thank you. That's Eric from the Saltwater Bass Anglers. We got to take a break. Larry, can you stay on, or do you have to go?
I can hang on for a few minutes here, Serge. I'll be waiting for you after the break.
Okay, well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.